And oh my goodness, the repeats are over. After 2 weeks and one day, I'm back behind the microphone live here on a Tuesday morning, October the 15th, 2019, 13 minutes past the hour. We're going to have some fun. The early show returns here on WWGH Radio. And I'm so glad that you, the listening audience, has stuck with us. While I've been gone here from the morning spot for the last 2 weeks and one day, I have heard the calls that have came in asking where I was and if this show was going to return, and I saw the Facebook comments, and people have messaged me on Facebook, and I truly appreciate all that. I just had something I had to do for 2 weeks, and I did it, and I'm so glad to be back in the chair this morning, and I hope the audience is still there, because I believe with this show we've been able to have some tremendous dialogue every morning and give away some fun prizes, do some trivia, have some great guests on, and hopefully we will continue to do that. So if you know somebody who was listening to this program on a consistent basis, we are back as of this morning, every morning, 8 to 10 a.m. And I'm so glad to be back with you here this morning. Now, because I'm back, there's a lot of housekeeping I want to do here. And as I have said many times before, if I were a real radio host, I would write this stuff down, and that way I would remember it all. But since you're just getting me, who's kind of flying by the seat of my pants, we'll just hope that I remember it all. Now, the first thing is, and I just did it there if you heard it at home, I have developed, now again, it's not a cold. It's not a cold. My nose is not running. I don't have aches or pains. I don't have a fever. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have any of that. But last night, somehow I have developed a cough. And one of the things that all of us in radio, I think, hate is coughing into the microphone. But the problem with a cough is you never know when it's coming, especially when you're talking on a continuous basis, like most of us in radio do, especially here on talk radio. So I'm going to try. If you hear it go silent for a minute, you know I'm probably just coughing or trying to take a drink. But I'm going to try to not cough in your ear this morning. I'm going to try to turn the volume down. But if I don't make it and I do cough, I'm sorry. I'll just apologize now. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Also wanted to talk about, I'm going to get into this one right off the bat, because this is important. Because we here at this radio station truly are a family. It's cliche to say that, but we get together at Christmas, we get together on anniversaries, we all really do like each other. We have no strife between any of us. It's a very fun group, to be honest. It's probably the most, is it most fun? Is that right? Most fun group of people to work with, because people have great ideas, and it's just a great group. It's a family atmosphere. And on, I believe it was Sunday, one of our family members here, Adam Lepp, who's heard every Monday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, and Tuesdays from 2:10 to 3 p.m. with the Adam the Computer Guy show, which I still say is the best computer show you will hear, period. I mean, you can turn on any station in this country any day, any time of the week, and you will not hear a more professional show, more knowledgeable show on computers, more entertaining show on computers than what Adam Lepp does here every Tuesday and Thursday from 2:15 until 3 p.m., and I've told him this many times. Saying all that to say this is that on Sunday, Adam's father passed away unexpectedly. I wasn't going to talk about it because I wasn't sure if Adam had talked about it yet, but I did hear the obituary this morning on the obituary reports, which Adam does, so I know it's safe to talk about it. And I never had the chance to meet his father, but I know he led a good life, and I know this passing was quite unexpected on Sunday, and that's tough. It's tough when somebody passes away unexpectedly like that. And as I say, I had never met Adam's father, but what I can say is that many years working with children in the education system, what I have always believed is that if you want to know how a parent parents, look at their child. And Adam is a great guy. Adam is a smart man. He's a successful man. And he is fun to be around and has been at this station for, I think, over 3 years now. And also manages the website, manages the obituary reports, and does 3 shows on the station every week. And also does a lot of our compilation programs at the end of the year that we do celebrating the year that was. So when I think of Adam's father passing away and wondering what kind of father he was, I think of how Adam turned out. And then I know that his father was a good father. Probably a great father, because great parents produce great kids. And Adam certainly is a great kid who I'm sure made his father very proud. So I know Adam is probably going through a lot of grieving this week, as we do when we lose a parent or anybody important in our life. But what I was so happy to see was so many people from the station expressing their condolences to Adam, as I did. And we hope he's okay. And it's just one of those things, the way life works out, unfortunately, sometimes. But Adam's a great guy. We're sorry for the loss of his father, but his father did have a good life, I'm sure. So, wanted to say that. Now, from a very important thing to say to a kind of silly thing to say, yesterday, kind of the entire day, I was pretty much busy all day long, out doing things that I needed to get done. And I did not get home last night until, it was probably close to 9 o'clock. Now, here was the thing about this. I had not had dinner last night, so I wanted to have dinner before I went to bed, which is not a big thing because I had food in the house. But on Saturday, I had bought a hamburger because it was on sale when I had went to the grocery store on Saturday. I believe it was Saturday. Might have been, maybe it wasn't Saturday. No, it was Saturday. When I went to the grocery store on Saturday, they had hamburger on sale, so I had purchased it and thought that I would either cook it Saturday night or cook it on Sunday. Well, I never made it around to doing that because all weekend, oddly enough, I had a lot of friends who called me up. I do have friends. I know that's shocking to believe, but I do have friends who wanted to go out and eat. And I kind of all weekend was eating out with my friends. So I never got a chance to cook this hamburger that was in the refrigerator. And so it got to yesterday, and I was gone all day yesterday. I didn't get home till after 9 o'clock last night. And I thought, well, I know I got to go to the radio station Tuesday morning. I know I won't be home most of the day today. I know I won't be home tonight until like after 5 or 6 o'clock. So I pulled out this hamburger, and it said, sell by the 14th. Well, yesterday was the 14th. And I thought, oh, goodness, if I don't cook this, I'm either going to have to throw it away, and, you know, hamburger's not cheap, even when it's on sale, or I'm going to be poisoned and probably die from eating bad hamburger, which I don't want to risk. So last night at 9 o'clock, I cooked up this hamburger. And it's funny because when you cook something like that after 9 o'clock at night, it kind of takes away your hunger. You know, I was hungry for dinner, but by the time I had cooked it up, it's a lot of work and it's getting close to bedtime and I got to come in here and do the show this morning. And I'm thinking, you know, do I want to eat this before I go to bed? And I thought, well, I'll have a plate of it and then I'll freeze what is left, and I'll eat the rest tomorrow night for dinner. So I ate some of this before I went to bed last night. Went to bed last night, probably 11 o'clock, 11:30. And let's just say I knew that I had eaten hamburger last night that late in the evening when I woke up this morning. Now, I did not have an upset stomach or anything like that. You know, it wasn't wasn't that. It was just, you know, have you ever eaten something and let it lay in your stomach all night, and you know that it's been there all night? You know what feeling I'm talking about. I don't have to get deep into this to let you know how I was feeling this morning. But, you know, it's worn off. I think once I got vertical again, got out of the bed, walked around a little bit, got moving in the day, and I feel fine now. But this is just a little warning to you, the listening audience, about going out with friends, not paying attention to the expiration date on the meat, and what part of the day you should eat something like hamburger. Now, this is where I'm going to go to the phones this morning right off the bat, because here are some questions that I had last night. Now, I know that the date on the hamburger, which was the 14th, was just a sell-by date. That's when it needed to be sold by the store. But is the hamburger still good after that date? Now, I know if you freeze it, obviously it's good after that date. But how long is it good after that date? Because I had not frozen it. So when you go to the store where the meat is just refrigerated, it's not frozen at the store, and you bring it home and you put it in your refrigerator because you plan on eating it the next day or the day after, how long is it good? Is it good after that sell-by day? Because again, that's not an expiration date. It's just a sell-by date. But meat is such a type of food that can spoil so quickly that, you know, it makes me nervous in a situation like that when I see that sell-by date and I know that I have not frozen the meat. Now, another thing about this, which I have not gotten down yet, because I've heard all these stories about people who freeze meat and then they unfreeze it and they get sick. Now, how long can you keep meat frozen, like hamburger, in your freezer? And how long do you have it to get into? Like, could I have put that meat in the freezer last night after it had been laying in the refrigerator for 2 days? Would it have still been good to put up in the freezer and then thaw out like a week from now and eat? Because I know there's some rule that once something is unfrozen, you can't freeze it again and then unfreeze it again. There's something about that. If you don't do that right, you can get sick. Does anybody know these rules? Because obviously I don't, which led to me eating this hamburger last night. Oh, I'm so glad somebody might know the answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, on the hamburger, if you leave it out like you're talking, 1 to 2 days, you better get rid of it.
So if I leave it in the refrigerator 1 to 2 days, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave it at more than 1 or 2 days because it will start turning brown on you. And then on freezing hamburger, about the longest that you can freeze hamburger and be any good is up to 3 months.
So you can freeze it for 3 months?
Right.
Now,
hamburger, they say 3 months, and pork you can do up to 6 months.
Well, see, here's the question I had. Like, last night, the hamburger still looked good. It was still pink. But it had been in my refrigerator for, like, 2 days. Now, could I have just put it in the freezer last night?
Yeah, you could have put it in last night. Why don't you have it like your sale day?
Oh, okay.
And then you could have froze it. But if you're not going to use it right on the sale day, 1 to 2 days.
Now, is there a rule about once you freeze something and then you thaw it out, you can't freeze it again, right?
Right. Do not freeze it again because you're going to make yourself sick.
Right. So you can only freeze it one time.
Say you get it today and you put it in and freeze it, then you thaw it out and cook it. You can go ahead and freeze it after that, but then it's done when you take it off in.
Ah. Well, hey, I thank you for the tips. That's very interesting.
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling. Yeah. All right. Does anybody else have any tips on the hamburger situation that I was going through last night? Give me a ring here. Love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Does that sound right to everybody? That I could have frozen, even though I had had the hamburger laying out in my refrigerator for about 2.5 days, I could have still frozen it last night and then thawed it out at a later period. But you can only freeze it one time without it making you sick. So you can't refreeze something that you've already thawed out. Does that sound right to everybody? 740-383-9944. I wonder why that is. I wonder why when you freeze something like hamburger and then you thaw it out, why you can't refreeze it. I wonder what that does to the meat that causes such a problem that will make people sick. And we don't want to make people sick. And also, what is the test for something like raw hamburger on if it's good or not? Is it the color? Does it all come back to the color in the long term? Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I heard about your hamburger. Ground beef is different than a lot of things because of it being ground beef. But let me tell you, just an old secret. If you've ever had food poisoning, when in doubt, throw it out.
Well, you know, that's what I was getting worried about last night, because I thought if I wait another day past the sell-by date, not to mention the fact that it's been in my refrigerator for 2.5 days, I thought today would have been too late. Do you think
maybe not, but ground beef is different than a lot of things. But just use that old, when in doubt, throw it out. It don't matter if it's hamburger, milk, or whatever.
I agree with you. I'm with, now, is the sell-by date, is that the expiration date?
That I don't know, but I'll tell you, your nose and your eyes tells you a lot, and if your stomach has ever told you before, you'll use it. When in doubt, throw it out.
Well, I like that. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye. I like that. When in doubt, throw it out. But you know, somebody like me who's frugal in life, that becomes hard to throw it out. See, that was the problem last night. Now, had that been something like, I don't know, bologna or a jug of milk or something like that that, you know, costs like under $5, under $3, I probably would have just thrown it out. Wouldn't have even thought about it. But hamburger is a little more pricey. Most meat is a little more pricey. And to part with meat that you have purchased, especially a meat that you like, you know, that gets a little tricky. Especially when you think the meat is still good. Now, does all this sound right? Does anybody have a good test when it comes to tell if the meat is still good? Because to be honest with you, when I was cooking this last night, I thought, oh, I wonder if it's still good. Now, I did smell it. I'll be honest with you. I smelled it before I put it. That doesn't sound right. I smelled the beef before I put it in the pan, and it smelled fine. There were no odors coming from the ground beef last night. But, and it was still pink. I didn't see any type of brown spots on it. So I thought I was in the good, but I thought there's always that chance that this could be a rough situation. So does anybody have a method, a good method, to tell if ground beef or something like that is still good before you put it in the pan? Does anybody have any good feeling about that besides just smelling the meat to see if there's a bad smell coming from it? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And also on this subject, because now that the meat is cooked, obviously I did not eat it all last night after 9 o'clock. It's now it's cooked and it's back in the refrigerator. Now, how long can I leave that sit in the refrigerator cooked before it goes bad there? Now, again, I think we come back to the idea that if it smells bad, you don't want to eat it. When in doubt, throw it out. But what? How long does cooked meat last? See, and I'll tell you why this is a nervous subject for me. Because last Thanksgiving, I thought that I had a good handle on this, when meat goes bad. And I had Thanksgiving at my house last year and bought the turkey and so on and so forth and cooked that at my house. So I had the turkey leftovers at my house. Now, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday. And what I do usually with the turkey leftovers is I make turkey salad. Not like, well, I guess it's not turkey salad. It's, you know, like a regular salad with bits of turkey in it, and then you put ranch dressing over it. That's what I do with the leftover cold turkey. So Thanksgiving had happened on Thursday. That's when the bird was cooked. And then on Saturday, or Friday, excuse me, I had had some leftovers, had had one of these turkey salads. Then on Sunday, or Saturday, boy, if I could get this right on the first try, I'd be real professional today. Then on Saturday, I had had a turkey salad, and I got sick. Now, it was just like a 24-hour sickness, so I assume that it was because the turkey was bad. Now, I don't know if that's what it was, but that's what it felt like, because in 24 hours, I really did feel better. The first 12 hours were rough. But after that, I started to feel better, and by 24, Sunday evening, I had felt, almost felt totally better. But I traced it back to that turkey. So how long can you leave meat in the refrigerator? Because it was completely refrigerated from Thursday on. Now, I know there are a lot of campaigns now around at Thanksgiving time that by Monday, you definitely have to throw the turkey away. Even if there's turkey left, from Thursday to Monday, you got to throw it away. But on Saturday, I had an incident that I blame on the turkey. Now, do I know if it was the? Do I know for sure it was the turkey? No, I guess I don't. It could have been something else. But how long can you keep meat in your refrigerator after you cook it and still eat it without having any problems? And is there a difference between turkey and hamburger and things like that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Josh,
yes. Yes.
Okay, back to a couple of things. Back to the hamburger. When you smell it, when you put it in the pan, if you start getting an odor off of it, get rid of it. Even though it might look pinkish and no brown in it, the hamburger is actually brown, and then they add the cavities in it. But you got about two days and you're done. Now on turkey, if you're going to use it, 2 days, you're done with it. Because if you don't let it completely cool before you put it in the refrigerator, and you want to make a salad, the second day, after that, get rid of it.
So the turkey should only be kept for about 2 days, and any other meat 2 to 3 days?
Right. But you can keep, if you do the turkey and get it in the freezer, say like within the next day, then it'll last for a while. But you can't leave it out more than that second day, and it'll start going bad on you.
Well, I think that happened last year. That's I because I can't think of anything else I ate that would have caused that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, 2 days on turkey.
Well, hey, I thank you for that.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Does anybody else have any input on this situation? Because this is stuff people really should be talking about. Nothing worse than not feeling well because you've ingested something bad food-wise, culinary-wise. This is an educational piece this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. 37 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday. second day of the week. Hope everybody had a great Columbus Day. But does that sound about right? 2 to 3 days, once you cook ground beef, you can keep it in the refrigerator and continue to eat it. But turkey, you should only give about 2 days, which I guess I went into the third. Well, I don't know. You know, I cooked the turkey on Thursday afternoon, and when I ate it on Saturday afternoon, that's when I got ill. Now, nobody got sick from the turkey on Thursday, and I did not get sick from the turkey on Friday that I ate. So why did it go bad so quickly? Should we all throw our turkey away by Saturday? Is that right after Thanksgiving? Does that sound right? Give me a call. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because there are all kinds of things that you can get from meat that are not pleasant. Salmonella, food poisoning, bad things that you don't want going on in your life. But it just seemed to me, in all the years that I've been having turkey on Thanksgiving, that I had never had an issue like that. I don't remember turkey going bad that quickly, because it really had only been about 48 hours. Because if I remember right, I had cooked the turkey about noon on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, and then I ate it on Saturday, probably around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and after that, it was all downhill on Saturday night. No big Saturday night plans that particular Saturday night. But that's the way it go. Any insight on that? 740, that's the way it goes, I guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any more input on this subject of meat and how long we can keep things and how long we can freeze it and what are the rules of thumb when it comes to the kitchen? So now that my ground beef has been cooked, apparently I have 3 days. So I should, if I cooked it on Monday night, I should have until Thursday to finish this off. Now, should I check it every time? Should I check the smells? Should I look at it? Should I? But see, once the, here's a problem, though, because once you cook the ground beef, let's say you're making taco meat or you're making sloppy joe or something like that, now you have covered the meat with something else, which will completely change the smell. So, I don't know. It's interesting. 740-383-9944. Now, here's another question I have, because this is something I was thinking about last night when I was cooking this, because I am not completely creative when it comes to being in the kitchen. What is something you can do with ground beef? Because this is what I was doing. I got this ground beef out, and I thought, well, I really don't want to make hamburgers, because that seems like a lot of work this late at night, and I really don't... I don't really want to do sloppy joe or taco meat or anything like that. What is something else you can do with the meat without having to add pasta or sugar or anything like that? What is a good ground beef concoction that you can make without adding, like I say, sugar or sloppy joe or taco meat? Or some kind of other preservative to it. Does anybody have a good recipe for something else that you can make? Because I'm not big on putting the pasta with the meat. Now, I know there are all kinds of things you can do with that, like hamburger helper. A lot of people do chili with hamburger, things like that. But outside of sloppy joe and outside of taco meat, and outside of just doing plain old hamburgers, and outside of maybe doing a meatloaf or something like that, what can you do with just about like 3 pounds of ground beef? Because that seems to be what the stores sell it in now. When you go in, you have to buy 3 pounds of ground beef. They sometimes you'll see the little containers that have a little less, but why is the average 3 pounds? Is that like a family serving, or is that because they don't want to sell it in lesser quantities? I'll tell you what's interesting. There used to be a grocery store here in Marion that I will not name, but it went on for a long time. They used to have ground beef for under $2 a pound, and it was a continuous deal. It was not a special. Under $2 a pound, and it was good ground beef. And for a long time, they used to sell it in the 3 pound containers. And 3 pounds at $1.98, $1.97, $1.96, whatever it was, would result in like $6 to buy the ground beef package, which was very affordable. Well, then what they did was they started packaging it in 6 pound containers. And then they would slap a sticker on there that said family size. So I'm guessing maybe 3 pounds is not family size. I guess 6 pounds is family size. So now they would start selling it in 6 pound containers. Now the problem here was when you buy 6 pounds at $1.98, now you're up to the $9 or $10 that you're spending anywhere else. Now you are getting more meat, but maybe you don't need that much meat. Maybe you don't have anybody else around. And now I think they've totally done away with this, by the way. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if they still do it or not, but I know over the years, Kroger's, if you only wanted, you know, like a pound, you know, in pound packages, they would break it down and repackage it for you in 1 pound packages. All you got to do is ask.
You know, I think most of the places that have a meat department will be willing to do that. But one of the problems that comes with that, it seems, is though that you have to wait usually a minute or two for that to happen.
Well, do the rest of your grocery shopping and come back to it.
I know. Well, you know, do you have any explanation why it's packaged in 3 pound quantities?
Well, usually a family, they'll break it down, and they'll have like tacos or sloppy joes, and then they'll take the rest of it and they'll patty it up for him and freeze it for hamburgers later. That keeps them from running back to the store so often.
Now, how long do you...
And you usually buy it less than a 3 pound than you would in a 1 pound package.
Now, how long do you think you can keep hamburgers frozen in the refrigerator?
Well, I've kept it up to 3 months.
3 months?
Yes.
Now, do you label it so you can remember that?
Yeah, you can usually tell. When it's been in there longer than that, it's no longer pink. It starts to turn brown, and then you get freezer burn on it.
Oh.
You can usually tell.
Well, that's...
If it's brown, then like the lady said, if you're in doubt, throw it out.
That's right. And you definitely don't want to, if you have any doubt at all, you know, because people get particular over meat because it's a little more expensive than other foods.
Well, sure,
but
sure.
But you do not want the fallout from eating bad meat.
Oh, no. No, it's, you get the stomach flu.
Absolutely.
Not a
pretty sight. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's never been a problem for me if I go to the grocery and I want it broken down, they usually break it down for you and do the rest of your grocery shopping and go back and it's ready and go.
I'm going to have
to go to the meat counter first and then, you know, you're going to spend probably another half an hour in the store, so.
I'm going to have to look into that because I think I'm getting too much meat and that's one of the problems.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if you break it down, then you can freeze the other two and then use it as you need it.
Hey, sounds good to me. Hey, thanks for the tip.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a good tip to know. And I guess, yeah, if there is a meat counter in the store, you could probably go back there and ask them to divvy it up for you a little bit, and that certainly helps as you go along your daily activity. But as I was saying about this store, which used to sell it in the 3 pound quantities when they had it under $2 a pound, Then they started selling it in 6-pound quantities, so they would have to sell it at $9 or $10. And they did that for a while, and then I don't think that worked for them. And then they finally just upped the price. And now they're at the price that everybody else is at about, usually runs, what, about $3 a pound? Little over $3 a pound, ground beef. Now, I guess that's just the way it goes. And, you know, this is something I've always wondered, too, because I am not a connoisseur of meat as far as this goes. But there obviously is a price difference when you're in the meat department between ground beef and ground chuck and... I do understand the percentages of fat. I mean, obviously, that's self-explanatory because that's just going to turn into grease and not be good for you. Maybe you want a little leaner cut of meat. But what is the big difference between ground beef and ground chuck? Why? And ground chuck usually tends to be more expensive. So what is the difference between ground beef and ground chuck? Because to me, they look about the same. They sell them in about the same quantities. And they taste about the same. So does anybody know, is anybody a meat connoisseur and know the difference between ground beef and ground chuck? Besides the price. And why can you sell ground chuck for more than you can sell ground beef? Because this is also something I've noticed, that ground chuck does go on sale every so often, but it's rare. Now, you'll have ground beef sales quite a bit, but not ground chuck. Ground chuck rarely goes on sale. Why is that? Go ahead, caller.
Did you ever shop for steak?
Yes.
And you look at the steak and you see the marbling in it.
Yes.
Well, the more marbling, the better the cut of beef. And that's where your ground chuck comes from. And then your ground beef is a lower class, and then you go down to hamburger, which is from the backside of the horse. Or the backside of the cow.
So the ground chuck is just a better cut of meat.
Yeah, more marbling in the meat. And it's a better grade of meat. And from a better place on the cow.
Now, ground beef kind of goes without saying what it is, but what does chuck mean?
I'm not sure how they come up, but it's a better grade of beef, and that's the chuck.
I always wondered, because when I'm in the meat aisle, I usually buy the ground beef because I can't tell much difference between the ground beef and the ground chuck. But I always notice that the ground chuck is more expensive and rarely ever goes on sale.
I bet your meat guy can explain that to you.
I'm going to have to talk to the meat guy and understand what's going on there, because it's always been a mystery to me why that is.
That's what it is. A better cut of meat.
Wait.
And when they cut it up, it costs more to begin with, so they're buying it costs more when it's ground up.
I'll buy that one. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Anyway.
Does anybody know, though, what the chuck means? I'm sure there's some point behind calling it ground chuck. Now, ground beef, I'm guessing, is just ground up beef. That's pretty self-explanatory. But why do they call it ground chuck? What is the chuck of ground chuck? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the purpose of the chuck in ground chuck? Now, see, we all go to the grocery store every day. The grocery stores are mobbed every day. Why is it called ground chuck? You know, here is something we all live with every day of our life, and probably nobody has asked that question of the meat man, the guy in the meat department. What does the chuck in ground chuck mean? What is the purpose of that word? As we have said, ground beef is ground beef. And I think that's just ground up beef. But what is the chuck? And why does ground chuck hardly ever go on sale? Now, I understand it's a better cut of beef, but why does it never go on sale? What, ground beef goes on sale probably once a month in most grocery stores, sometimes more than that. But why does ground chuck very rarely ever go on sale? And has anybody ever tried these turkey meats that now are in the stores? I think those are kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple things. When you're talking about getting items in smaller packages, you can go right off the Save-A-Lot. They have what they call 5 for $20. They are smaller quality. You get five of them. And then at the end, when they check out that five, they're discounted on one, and you'll get five packages. And it's just enough meat, like there's three pieces of breast, or there might be four of bratwurst, small packages of hamburger. And for you, that would be your better bet, and to buy that. And then, whatever you're going to use that day, put the rest of them in the freezer, and then take it out as you need it.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
And it's only like a little over a pound or about a pound, pound and a half on the hamburger. And that it would pay you, because I just bought something the other day, and it would pay to go out there and get that 5 for $20. And then do it that way. Then you won't have to worry about meat going bad on you.
Well, that's what I'm going to have to do, because I usually go to these stores, and it's usually only sold in 3-pound quantities,
right.
So I grab it, and that's just...
3 or 10 or 20-pound in big logs. If you buy a big log of hamburger, it's like $27 or better log. Then you got to separate all of it and make sure you get it froze, what you're not going to use.
That's right.
And right, now, on ground chuck, ground chuck is depends on the cut of the meat. On a cow, you have different, you have your chuck and whatever. So that's where they get the ground chuck from.
So ground chuck is, now what does the word chuck stand for?
It's the better part of the meat. It's where they cut it from.
Oh, okay.
Hamburger is usually ground from the lesser. And then your ground chuck is your, depends on the cut of your meat.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Hey, I appreciate it.
Right.
You know what's interesting? When I think of ground chuck and ground beef, and when I first started shopping for myself, and really started paying attention to these things, I always thought, we'll take the call here and we'll come back to this, but it's an interesting conversation to have. Let's see here. Oops. Well, maybe the caller went away there. Well, if you'd like to call in, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, give us a call, 55 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Kind of an interesting conversation here this morning. Now, when I first started buying meat for myself and became aware of this, when I first was buying this sort of thing, one thing I always thought that ground chuck was the lesser, because for some reason to me, the term ground beef, well, that sounds good, because beef, cattle, ground beef, hey, that sounds pretty good. But chuck to me, the only other time I've ever heard the word chuck, aside from somebody's name, is like a chuck wagon. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound very good. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
The chuck is like a chuck roast that's cut from the shoulder.
Oh,
the
okay.
Cow. And when you want to, like, make hamburgers, you should always, well... you should use chuck because it has a little bit more fat in it than, like, the ground sirloin or the ground round. And that way, the hamburger sticks together.
Oh, okay. Now, do we know, so does Chuck have something to do with the shoulder? Does it mean shoulder or something like that?
That I can't tell you. I just know that the Chuck is that it's cut from the, you know, it's cut from the shoulder. It's like your, the ribeye is cut from the rib section. It's just, it's the different part of the cow, I guess, is how they decide which is more tender.
Huh.
Yes, maybe.
Well, you know, like I say, when I first started buying meat for myself, when I first started doing the grocery shopping, when I would go to the meat department for the longest time, until I got the distinction of the prices, I always thought ground chuck was the lesser, because to me, ground beef sounds like, okay, beef, cattle, that sounds like a good cut of meat. And the only other thing I can think of when I hear the word chuck, other than somebody's name, is like a chuck wagon.
Well, chuck roast.
Chuck roast. And I think, well, chuck does not sound like, I don't know where chuck comes from, but I do know where beef comes
like
from.
It's kind of like round steak, you know, that comes from the back of the cow, but why is it called round unless the cow's bottom is round?
Well,
I don't know.
What do you notice when you do your grocery shopping that ground chuck is never on sale?
No, I don't. I just go to the meat counter because I usually have the guys at the counter. My recipes, if it calls for a pound, I always use a pound and a half because I just like a little bit extra meat.
Right. Well, you know, when you're making something with meat, the last thing you want to do is not have enough meat in it, because then the whole thing is just overwhelmed with whatever else you're using, like beef.
I have a recipe for your hamburger,
Go ahead.
They're called Chicken Joe's.
Oh.
And you fry up your hamburger, like a pound and a half, you know, 2 pounds, and then you add onion, cut up an onion. And then you add a can of cream of chicken soup and stir that all up, and salt and pepper, and they're great.
Mm.
Just eat them like a sloppy joe, only they're called Chicken Joes.
That sounds pretty good.
They are.
Well, I'm going to have to try that out. Hey, I think we're coming up on the break, but thanks for calling.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come up on the break here for about 10 minutes, but we got a whole nother hour to go. So if you got something to say, we're coming back here about quarter after 9 o'clock this morning. 740-383-9944. The early show is back here on WWGH Radio every weekday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Be back in about 15 minutes.
Talking about globally, our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita mates, and then give a darn about